Okay. And we got Audacity going, so we're really ahead of the game here tonight. Well, I don't know when you guys are going to be listening to this or watching it, but today, Maria's going in for surgery. She is in the hospitality hospital, and I will be with her. So what you're seeing or hearing, obviously, was recorded Monday night. So this is Tuesday as you're listening to this or seeing it. And bright and early this morning, earlier than you're listening to this, because I know we don't drop this till like 10 o'clock on the West Coast. On the West Coast. So she went in for surgery at 9, got prepped at 7. There's a two-hour process of, I guess it's 2 hours. I'm not sure. And I will be there. So I know she's going to come through. It's going to be great. You know, you get a little nervous on behalf of people, but, you know, the tough people in this world, they get the tough assignments. And I tell you, Maria's, she's tough, man. A lot tougher than I ever thought she was. And a lot tougher than me. You know, because Zoe's saying she's, you know, endured this fucking pain. On top of that, where's my goddamn phone? Fuck. God. Did I leave that motherfucker in the car? I got money that says I left that fucking thing in the car. Hold on for a minute. I gotta go get my goddamn phone. Sorry. That was rude. Left the goddamn phone in the car. I'm always leaving that in the car. The other thing I'm always leaving in the car is fucking a credit card. One of many credit cards. If it ain't the bank card, it's a fucking Visa card. If it's whatever the card I was using, I'm always leaving it in the car. Because I'm always, I guess I go to like Starbucks. The only drive-thru I go to anymore is Starbucks. But I'm always pulling stuff out of my wallet and it's too much of a hassle. So I put it down on the console and one of these days, man. All right, man. What are we doing here? Poor little fool. Whoa, yeah. I was a fool. Uh-huh. I got the Mariners and Detroit Tigers on here. And the other TV, I'm looking at some jazz. Oh, the other TV, I'm looking at this. The other TV, I'm looking at ESPN Classic. They got the Tim Duncan Wake Forest team against Virginia. I don't know what year that is. I don't follow college ball, so I'm not really, you know, not really up on it, you know, as they say. By the way, I'm playing Bernie G in billiards on Facebook or wherever the hell it is. A lot of fun, Bernie. I just spent a lot of time fucking around with that app, Bernie. God knows I'm not a great billiard player. I guess I'm not particularly. Now, what happened here? This is interesting. Something got fucked up. There you go. So, yeah, something's definitely fucked. I may have to restart this thing. Poor little fool. Oh, yeah. I was a fool. Uh-huh. Like Sue Price, I'm playing Sue. She's one of our BSPs as well as a Facebook buddy. Ah, yes. You hear the noise of the sound effects there. Come on, Sue, you got to drop one of them. So now it's my turn. What am I? Am I solid?
Solid, man. Hey, man, do me a solid, will you?
Shit, that was the dumbest shot in the world. Worst fucking shot I could have made. So that sends a shot to her. All right, Sue, your turn. Let's see what else is going on here. Bernie didn't want to play me again. He's just like, forget it, man. What's this? I can hear Bud giggling as he reads, Phil has ball in hand. Don't do it, man. You fucking scratch, Jack. Bernie scratched. You do a really good job, Brian. Tell one thing now, but blocking my shots. I got no shot, dude, when you get done with me. God damn it. All right. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna, here we go. I think I just dropped one of his. Or did I? Yeah, I dropped one of his. All right, dude, you're up. Poor little fool. Whoa, yeah. Okay. Ow. Ow. Ouch. What is up with these goddamn... Facebook is so weird. God, is it weird. It's just, there's too much to deal with on Facebook. I'm sorry. These little fucking videos that you can make. But I like hanging out here. Just all right, man. It's time to go. God knows. let's see. Yeah. Oh, wait, that's wrong. Okay.
Yeah, well, you didn't have me on your program yesterday, Mr. Henry, but my feeling was that, you know, I'm April Jr. is going to sell these subscriptions, and she'll sell enough of them chocolate bars to get enough money if then she'll qualify to go to this cheer camp, which is going to be up at Lake Tahoe. And they're going to stay in a first-class hotel and just go boating. Man. And I...
Well, what about it?
Well, I mean, here I am. I can't take time off to go to Lake Tahoe. I mean, I just, you know... This is the daughter that's always busting me and having me... I'm hauled before the board there at CK Corona Middle School. And next thing you know, so I'm on a men's softball team, and we do a slow pitch. Hutchins is the pitcher.
Not Hutchins again.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we do slow pitch, and they throw the ball up in the air, and it comes down real slow. So I've lunged at it, and I twisted all the way around, and I missed it. Bob Popka. Bob Popka.
That's based on there's a Florida town called Apopka. So I just got a Bob Popka.
Yeah, this guy Bob Popka, he plays for Parker Boiler. He plays for Blue Devil Boilers. They make boilers, and you know. And fuck. So anyway, I play for B&B. We have our, you know, slow pitch softball team. We play in the Belmonte League. We play in the Barbara Bel Geddes League. The Barbara Bel Geddes. We play in the Jack Palance League. We play in the Barbara Bel Geddes League.
Barbara Bel Geddes?
Yeah, it was named after the actress who is in...
There was a Barbara Bel Geddes Dallas in the early episodes of Dallas. I think she passed on during the early production of that show. She goes back to the... Barbara Bel Geddes goes back to live television in the 50s. And there was another actress who was on The Sopranos who played the mother. You know who she is. I should know her name because she's very widely respected actress who also passed on early on in the production of that show. And she also came from... And when I say the live TV, this was great stuff. I mean, in the 50s, Playhouse 90... Playhouse 90 was the big one. There was a few. I mean, James Dean. You could have seen James Dean in Playhouse 90 before he was a movie star. He was doing television in New York. In fact, there's a documentary I watched where Dean would come into a restaurant, one of his favorite restaurants in New York, in costume. And the guys would say, what are you dressed like that? I think one, he was dressed like a bum or something. He says, I'm going to be on TV in about an hour. Just watch that TV up there. I'll be on there in an hour. And then he'd order dinner, and bang, he's off to the... then he'd come in after the show. And the two guys are interviewed. They were interviewed in this documentary. You got to find this thing. I watched it. It was produced like 1956, 2 years after Dean died. So it was very fresh, new. Everyone who knew him, had a vivid memory of him and everything. And they went back to Indiana. They talked to people who knew him in the back in his youth. Really amazing. A tape survived of him talking with his uncle. It's amazing. He's talking to his uncle, who was an auctioneer. This is a tape recording that James Dean made while he was back in Indiana visiting his uncle and his aunt. And his uncle's talking about being an auctioneer, and his uncle says, you have to do this and you have to do that. And then he goes into some of it, and Dean laughs, and it's that very classic James Dean laugh that everybody's heard if you've seen his movies. And then the uncle says, yeah, being an auctioneer is like this and that, and Dean's quiet for me. He says, it's like being an actor. And he says, well, I don't know. Yeah, but I guess it would be, you know. So that's a little bit of his, it's a really, and I think I found it on the Internet Archive someplace. I swear to God, I think it was very unheralded, little known. And I enjoyed it the hell out of it because it had such fresh perspective and memories of him being as close to the actual event that was his life. Or the event that was his death and the reality of his life. But I would really recommend that you take a look at this. I don't know the name of it, but I can tell you it's produced in like 56 or 57, something like that. And the name James Dean is in the title. I don't know whether it's the James Dean story or whether it's, you know.
But the summer is gone. Ding, 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 ding.
And I make a sound when I swing. Well, here it is on tape.
No traffic.
What the fuck is that thing, man? I'm sure fucking Roy Hutchins, his wife plays the harpsichord because they're so refined. They dance the minuet and Bozell and next door neighbor Bozell is such an asshole. I'm looking for Steve's cricket bed here, man. Oh, no, there it is. Yep, there it is.
Well, I mean, she sells a certain number of chocolate bars. If she sells a certain number of chocolate bars, then she goes to cheer camp, which is going to be Lake Tahoe. And they're going to be at a very nice resort and inn there. I think it's the Tahoe Resort. I think it's luxury. It's Lakeside. I think it's called the Tahoe Lakeside Suites or something like that. And I said, are you serious? And my daughter looked at me with that look like, she gives the curled lip routine that I don't know if you're a father, Phil, but when a little girl looks at you and goes, curls the lip up, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think I sort of know.
Yeah. When she gives me the curled lip routine, man, I go ape. I want to crawl the walls. I don't know what I want to do. But knowing that she's going to be kicking it at the Lake Tahoe Lakeside Suites while I'm still working like an animal, and she's at cheer camp going, wee, man, there's something wrong with that.
Well, Steve, the kid earned it.
Yeah, she earned it. I mean, selling chocolate bars, but...
Let's see. Somewhere Steve's... So I dropped her off, Tom. Maybe Steve wants to go to... Does he want to go to fucking cheer camp too? So he was selling chocolate bars? What the fuck?
Bing, 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 boom, 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 boom.
But the summer is gone. Yeah. Oh, I know what I, yeah, Dr. Jim Sandler.
Well, there's nothing really to be afraid of, Phil. Hip replacement surgery is quite very common. They also do knee replacement, they do elbow replacement, they do shoulder replacement. Practically wherever there is, a joint, wherever there is movement.
Really? No, I cannot restart the device. Remind me later. Imagine Bozell would be such a fucking baby that he's just like, he resents his daughter being able to go to cheer camp at Lake Tahoe, and he's got to keep working. So I asked the school if I could be a chaperone or some deal. They said, well, no, only women, because you're a man. I said, I understand, but so I worked on some cheers. Steve tries to be a cheerleader. So I went out, I sold some chocolate bars. I don't know, I made maybe $20 or some deal like that. This little girl asked me if I wanted to buy a chocolate bar at the supermarket. And it was for a cheer camp. I said, what's it for? She goes, to go to cheer camp. So he goes, so how much? It was like six for $20. What's that come to? $3 a chocolate bar? A little more? Is that? I don't even know. I don't buy chocolate bars. So I bought $20 worth from the kid, and I just put them in the freezer. I actually put them in the freezer at Maria's house. That's just one sale. So if Steve, I sold $20 worth.
That ain't shit.
We could have Sadler and Steve Bozell on at the same time. What is going on in this fucking game? That's the trainer running out there? What happened? Oh, somebody got hit with a... I think he got hit with a batted ball. That's the Tiger pitcher. There's been more stops and... Let me see. Oh, yeah, I took it right off the goddamn knee. Well... Could have been worse, dude. He took it off the fat of the leg there, looked like. Could have been right on the... It could have been a lot worse. It's pretty funny the guys that don't wear those stirrup socks anymore, and they got these pajama pants now. All right, dude. I just laugh at the idea of Bozell and Sadler being at the same time. What does that say? All right, I think I'm ready to rock and roll here.
But the summer is gone.
Hey,
That sounds like, okay.
Thunder.
Yeah, baby.
All right, man. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
Is this it? Cold case?
Here I'm walking through a field and I'm thinking about a girl.
Right, cold case. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10! How do you start this motherfucker?
Here I'm walking through a field.
That's how. And begin.
Here I'm walking through a field and I'm thinking about a girl just a few years younger than me that was stabbed to death.
There are 120,000 unsolved murder cases in America, and each one is called a cold case.
She said, I think my dad could be responsible. I think he killed them.
These are some of those rare cases.
Cold Case Files, the podcast. Don't miss a moment. Subscribe now on the Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to watch or DVR Cold Case Files, the TV show, every Thursday at 10 on A&E.
Hey, it's Phil Henry, and all of the voices you're about to hear on this show will be performed. Voices, characters, people, all of this. It's me. World-famous Phil Henry Show from El Pacifico in Southern California.
I'm Margaret Gray, along with Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw. This, then, is Phil. What are you looking at?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's all right, Margaret. I like that.
I'm trying to give it a little bit of class.
Margaret, I mean, this, then, is Phil. What is this, a Steve Reeves movie or something?
What do you mean, Steve Reeves movie?
It wasn't he the guy that did all the Hercules Unchained? Can I jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Your show. And Bud is here.
Yeah, it's Bud Dickman.
Welcome to the program, World Famous Phil Henry Show. I thought that was good, Margaret. I probably what happens is you don't tell people.
Well, I'm not. Phil, look, I want to give it some drama. Sometimes I'm inspired, as you are, as we all are, with the possible exception of these things here, or the people.
These things, huh?
You know, General, just relax.
Well, you know, I'm a man, and I should be respected as such.
All right, you know something? We will, Quasimodo. Don't worry about it. Just get back up in the bell tower. Now,
wait a minute. Come on, you guys, break it up, will you? Okay?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
As I was saying, I get these inspirations, and I thought, you know what? I would love it if you called your show Phil. You know how they've had Maury? Do you remember when they had Maury?
Who's Maury?
They had Maury Pope. You remember that, Phil?
Well, there were some shows, I think, on in the, I don't know when the hell it was. It was like on the afternoons.
Well, yes, it was one of the talk shows. Phil, Maury, you know,
Yeah, yeah, like, Merv.
Well, what do you mean, Merv Griffin?
No, I don't know who, was there a Merv?
Yeah, there was a Merv Griffin, but he wasn't on in the afternoon.
Well, but all of those shows, they had the one name, Ellen, there you go, that's a good example, Ellen.
Well, I don't know, I think it plays well with a female, but it makes Phil sound like some, I don't know, some fruit job or something.
You know, I think that that's ridiculous.
Wait a minute. I always forget to have news copy, man. I'm going to do this all over again.
I'm going to do this all over again. You know? Because I just want to.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, and the 1, 2, 3.
Here I'm walking through a field and I'm thinking about a girl just a few years younger than me that was stabbed to death.
There are 120,000 unsolved murder cases in America, and each one is called a cold case.
She said, I think my dad could be responsible. I think he killed them.
These are some of those rare cases.
Cold Case Files, the podcast. Don't miss a moment. Subscribe now on the Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, or at PodcastOne.com. And don't forget to watch or DVR Cold Case Files, the TV show, every Thursday at 10 on A&E.
Hey, it's Phil Hendry. Don't forget all of the voices, the characters, the different personifications of the peoples and things. It's all performed by me. Hope you like it. Wrong song, cunt. Now we got to do it again.